The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I've got a very special program for you, one that I think the information is going to surprise you, but, you know, we tried to put it together on very intimate applications of things that you can use. But this is one that kind of rolls back to my origins as a chiropractor and a natural health care practitioner. And I lecture all over the country and in the world, and the world of COVID. I haven't been around outside the United States within the last 20 months, but I've been all over the country. And I attended a conference recently, and they were talking about back to basics, or back to backs, if you will. And we're talking about the spinal system. And I've always known throughout the years that the number one problem relative to pain and disability, and over 75% of us suffer from it, is some sort of back pain or back impairment. And I want to kind of give you some advice, and I want to give you some direction, and I want to warn you before you make decisions that are non-reversible. So what are we talking about? We're talking about what happens when you submit, you can't stand it anymore, you've been on medications forever, you think you've tried everything, and you end up going into surgery. And whether it's neck surgery, or it's low back surgery, or it's middle spine surgery, once the surgeon cuts you, there's no reversal. I have some very good friends who are neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons, and they're very conservative. Generally, this one doctor that I'm talking about, who's probably at the top of his game, he spends 50% of his time on the brain, 50% of his time on the spine. If I send him 10 cases to see if there has to be some sort of intervention, he may cut on one, maybe two, and he'll tell the patient, look, if I cut on you, there's no reversing it. You're cut at that point. So we're going to talk about what happens. We're going to talk about rehabilitation. We're going to talk about your responsibility when it comes to these types of things. There was an article, there was a doctor, his name was Dr. Alan Dyer, who passed away a couple years ago, and he was such an innovative man. He was one that found non-surgical interventions to ruptured discs and spinal stenosis and the like, and very, very brilliant guy. He was a former Ontario Deputy of Ministry for the Health Services, and really involved in extensive research and development on a lot of different levels, and also into heart defibrillators, because it's kind of interesting. But anyway, I want to take you through a process, and there's a lot of people who are involved in this area of disc injury, if you will, and spinal stenosis and so forth. There was a guy by the name of Dr. Norman Shealy, who has published really over about 500 different papers. And this guy was really an amazing human being, an intuitive person. But let's walk through it just a little bit and kind of set the stage. If you're listening to me, the chances are about three quarters of you have had some sort of back pain in your life, and you've gone on to be chronic, meaning it doesn't go away, it keeps coming back. When a patient comes in to any of our doctors at the Rozelle Centers, we ask a question: when was the very first time you ever experienced back pain? See, because what drives you into my clinic or anybody else's clinic is that you've had it, you're done, you can't put up with it anymore. And so subsequently, you're about ready to do anything that you can possibly get done to eliminate the pain. But unfortunately, before we get to see you in a conservative manner, which we have very good outcomes, you've gone into the allopathic arena and you've been all kinds of drugs and things like gabapentin and anti-inflammatories. And then they say, well, let's send you over to the surgeon to see something might be able to be done interventionally that way. The problem is, once you take that step, the odds are not in your favor and the costs are astronomical. You want to talk about a hit on society relative to economic burden? Well, this is probably one of the greatest impacts that there is. So what are we talking about? So let's break it down. You're considering surgery. You're going in and you go to the good guy. He's going to the neurosurgeon and the orthopedist. They're not bad people. This is what they do. They're trained to do these types of interventions. But the odds don't support their outcomes generally. What do I mean by that? Well, if you have surgery, your chances of a successful outcome are around 50%. So that means that you go in and you may not come out any better than when you went in, and there is a chance that you're going to come out worse because of the surgery. You're going to go in for a laminectomy. You're going to go in for disc fusions where they're going to lock the vertebrae together. They're not going to move again. And so what they do is there's several different ways of making this happen. A simple laminectomy, a lamina is a part of the bone. If you look at a vertebrae, the bone in your spine, where there's an arch that comes together. You know, if you ran your fingers down your back and you feel those little bumps and lumps, those are called spinuses. And just off that spinus on either side, there's a little piece of bone before it attaches to the big part of the bone. Those are called lamina. So what they do is they go in and they cut and take out pieces of the lamina to do one of a couple things. Either reach in and pull the herniated slip disc out, or just to give it more room so it's not putting pressure on the spinal cord. In either way, it's not simple surgery, even though that sometimes they can get in and out pretty quickly. It's very invasive because there's a tremendous amount of tissue in that area, and a lot of it is very sensitive, and there's blood supplies, and there's reflexive patterns and so forth, and there's a risk like anything else. So it's not just, oh my gosh. Now, for some people, they go in and post-surgery the next day, you know, say, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. And that's generally when there's a huge disc that is ruptured and is really strangulating the nerve root or the cord. So when that takes place, you know, there's a lot of symptoms that are associated with a herniated disc or even simple movement of the vertebrae outside. And not all discs, matter of fact, the majority of them cause the pain. There's something else that's going on, and that something else is a misalignment, if you will, of the vertebral body, the bones of the spine, as it causes the nerve to be stretched or compressed. Now, so you can end up with leg pain. You can end up with back pain. You can end up with, you know, radiating pain down your arms and your fingers into your legs. You could have loss of function where you can't grasp something. You know, a surgical emergency, for example, is if suddenly you lose bowel control or you lose urinary control. That's, at that point, you don't have any choices. You've got to get in and you've got to get it done. However, having gone through all that, loss of sensation, you know, neuropathic pain, neuropathies, you're hearing all these commercials all over the place. You know, we specialize in neuropathic pain. Well, you have to distinguish where the neuropathic pain is coming from. Is it coming from a diabetic situation or some other vascular loss, meaning blood supply loss? Or is it coming from a spinal condition where the nerves to the legs and the feet are being irritated, so now you can't feel them? And they have to be treated extremely differently. So what we're looking at is we're looking at a progression of debilitation and breakdown over a period of many years simply because we've ignored ourselves. We have to look at that structural, chemical, emotional paradigm when it comes to back pain and when it comes to leg pain and foot pain and neuropathies and numbness in your hands and your fingers and even into your shoulders, and I can't lift my arms. And then the good surgeon says, well, you know, it's time to cut. Well, before you do that, we have to say, is there another way? Is there something else that we can do to make a difference before we go in and allow somebody to fuse our back, before we allow somebody to go in and do a laminectomy and cut the bones out, before we put spacers in? Now, are there times when those are absolutely necessary and there's no other choice? Yes, there are. But before you do that, there's so many other things that we can do. You get guys like Tiger Woods. Everybody knows him. We know the name, right? you know, he's a guy that's won like over 100 professional golf events and, you know, worldwide, and crazy guy. But you know how many surgeries this boy has got? Unbelievable. They've gone in that low back multiple times because he does things mechanically with his body that no human being should be able to do, in my opinion. But he does them, and he does them extraordinarily well. But at the end of the day, it's not one of those things that you just want to acquiesce and go into and get it done, say, well, we're going to get a cut and we're going to do this. But he is in constant rehabilitation. His discomfort generally never goes away. Minimally invasive surgical group, minimally, has a 38% revision rate. That's more than double than anything. That means that you've already had something done. Now you got to go in and get it done again, right? So that they're going to cut you. But guess what your chances are of having a good outcome the second time through? It's less than 30%. A second surgery has a 30% chance of success. If you go into one after that, then you got a 15% chance. If you decide that you're going to go in and they're going to go and scrape things out, you have 5% chance. Those are the odds. I'm giving you straight up data. The Oregon Health and Science University spine medicine researcher, a guy by the name of Dr. Roger Chow, believes that surgeons should be required to reveal the odds to you before you go into surgery. And so, you know, I said that because there's a cost associated with this as well. What's the cost? The cost is a minimum of $70,000 for the surgical procedures, okay? And there's still more than a 50% chance that you're going to have a lot of pain and you won't be able to work and you're going to need other intervention. You're going to have something else that is done and probably still continue to be on pain meds. So when you know those are the odds, what are you supposed to do? What's going to happen? Well, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to get into it a little bit and how you can protect yourself and the things that you need to do to make sure that you never get to that place. Because remember what I said, 70, 75% of you are going to experience some significant back pain in your lifetime. And it may have already been there. It may be chronic. It may be something that you're dealing with and putting up with. And that's not okay. Because you have the ability to fix this thing if you're guided properly and you know which way to go first before you allow somebody to cut. And to quote my friend, the neurosurgeon that we've talked about, remember that when you submit to surgery, at that point, you're cut. You don't have an option anymore. It's all done. You can't reverse that. Once you're cut, you're cut. You have scar tissue, adhesion begins to come about. And it begins to compromise the exit of that spinal nerve. And now not only you have the things that cause it to begin with, but you have the post-surgical problems that come about as a result of that. As we get into the program, I'm going to walk you through step by step the things that you can do, how you can begin to prevent it, things that you need to be doing not only to prevent back pain, but also to enhance the capacity of your well-being, your life, your immune system. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on around us relative to the vaccines and COVID. But we're only going to spend a couple minutes on that just because there's some information out there that I think that you need to know about. So we'll make that happen. I want to remind you that we're also putting out some really interesting podcasts. And all you have to do to find them are simply go to RoselleRadio.com. And all of our radio programs for years are there. And they're by dates and topics. But additionally, the podcasts are there, so you can find them. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Instagram. You can find them on other social media sites. You can find them by going to RoselleCare.com or DrTomRoselle.com and enjoy them. And if there's a program that you'd like to know more about, send me a note on one of those websites, and I'll make it happen. We're coming up to our first break in the program. This is a very interesting presentation that we're doing today. I want to save you a lot of money. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rizzo Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Interesting program today. We're talking about something that has a huge failure rate. What am I talking about? I'm talking about spinal surgical intervention. you know, you end up with surgery and the chances are that you're not going to recover. What you would say? Well, that's the problem. You really don't recover well. Matter of fact, you have over a 50% failure rate when it comes to spinal surgery, and the costs are extraordinary, not only to you, but to your insurance company and your employer, because you can't work, you can't function, you can't do the things that you want to do. We're talking about a surgical procedure that is way too common, my opinion, and that's going to cost you, your insurance company, a minimum $70,000. And that's not the ongoing continuing process of rehab and the loss of income and everything else that's tagged on top of it. So, you know, what are you going to do about that? Well, we're going to talk about that specifically in the second part of the program. But I promise you that I wanted to give you a little bit more data about what's going on in our world right now with all these vaccines and the like. I'm a little taken back. Most of you know that I'm definitely right of center when it comes to everybody having choice in their world. You know, if you roll the clock back, I'm the generation where, you know, I went through the Vietnam years and, you know, I was in the United States Marine Corps. I spent 2 summers down at Quantico, Virginia, and then was in a reserve component. But I haven't had anything put in my body until or since those days where I didn't have an option and it was Vietnam. God knows what they put in my system. But here's the deal. Because of the work that I do, the body has the capacity to maintain its ability to protect itself in certain conditions. And so we're looking at structural, chemical, emotional. Well, here's the situation. There's a lot of studies coming out of Europe now, particularly in Great Britain and in Norway and in, you know, the areas that are actually realizing that we have to look at this COVID, and that's what we're talking about, this COVID and the variant problem a little differently than, you know, what they've been looking at. Why? Simply because of the fact that, one, you have a viral pattern that has a very significant recovery rate if you happen to get this thing, but you also have things out there that will resolve it. And we're talking about things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine with zinc and zithromycin and monoclonal antibodies. And there's an interesting product called oleander. It's a plant that in minor extracts will actually stop the duplication of many viral patterns, including this. So when you look at the amount of money that is being exchanged one way or the other over a period of time, you ask the question, what's going on? Well, I want to skip that piece. I don't want to get into the politics of it. I just want to give you some factual information. There's several countries right now that are stopping Moderna again, and the reason for it is the high inflammatory response that it causes around heart tissue and the pericarditis and the myocarditis, particularly in young men. And we're forcing children now who have a very low susceptibility to this thing to get these vaccines. We're forcing people out of their jobs if they refuse to get the vaccine. It seems to me that we've lost the integrity of this country, where we should be able to choose for ourselves, choose for our children, take the risk. Doctors are supposed to let us know in full disclosure, if you do this, this is what takes place. But they're not. They're just saying, oh, this is not a problem. But the side effects are huge, particularly the myocardial problems that are coming about and many other pieces. If you go outside the talking heads, regardless if it's conservative talking head or it's a liberal talking head, and you get on and you really start searching, you're going to find that there are many other pieces of the puzzle that are not being reported. I want to encourage you to be your own advocate, for you to get out there and really look at the things that are not being told to you and ask the question, why is this not being put forth? We've got to a place now, we believe everything that we see on social media. We've been divided. We have people are finger pointing. You have, you know, and now the other day, Dr. Fauci is telling us, well, we have to wait for the holidays to see how bad this is. And maybe we don't want to get together at the levels that, you know, we normally would. Has anybody been watching the stadiums full of people for football games over the last several weeks? They're packed. I don't think there's a spreading situation that's taking place at that point. At least they're not pointing to it, because if they did, they'd be lying. But they're focusing on individual situations. So the only reason I'm bringing this up today is simply this. I want you to do your own homework. I want you to go out and I want you to look at another side of the story. If you're on the right, take a look at the left. If you're on the left, take a look at the right and make your own decision and then stand your ground. Find the integrity of who you are and what you should be allowed to do, called making your own decisions, before you allow anybody to direct you and make your decisions for you, because you're going to end up in a really bad place. We're coming up to a break and we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about back pain and the things that you can do and why surgery should not be your first choice and the things that you need to get a hold of, understand, and apply so you can stay out of trouble as time goes on and the years go by. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we have a really interesting program today, one that we're going to try to save you some money, but more importantly, we're going to try to save you pain and the chronic devastation of having to put up with something. What are we talking about? We're talking about back pain and its ability to be chronic and never go away. But in this part of the program, we're going to tell you what's going on. We talked about its surgical failures, if you will. So, you know, if your doctor's talking to you about you have to have surgical intervention, you better stop and think a little bit before you decide to do that, because surgery has about a 50% failure rate when you look at it. You know, the American Journal of Medicine observed in the United States that there's 80,000 spine surgeries that fail annually. 80,000 that fail. That's incredible. Do the math. 80,000 times a minimum $70,000 each, and they're failures. That means that you go into the surgery and you don't come out any better than, you know, what it was. So about one in five patients who undergo spinal surgery for a degenerative disorder ends up returning for a revision procedure, a second operation. And as we said early on, your chances of that second operation working are very, very minimal. You have a 30% chance of success with the second surgery. And if they talk you into a third surgery, it goes down to 15%. And God forbid you have another one, you have a 5% chance of something becoming positive for you. I don't know about you, but the odds are like crazy. So, you know, there's a 50% chance after you have surgery that you're still going to have a lot of pain. Why would you take that risk? You know, I've been in the business now over 44 years, and we see post-surgical devastations. We see people that come into us, and fortunately, they've chosen to get conservative care before they do anything else. And the rate of success when you choose to do something other than, but you become proactive, and we're going to talk about what that means for you, what you have to do in addition to having us do something to you. If you combine the two, it's quite significant. You turn your life around. So let's get away from the failure of low back surgical intervention, and let's look at the conservative pieces. We have a country today where people are very sedentary. We have our iPhones and we have our computers and we have our iPads, and we're sitting all the time. We get in the car, we go from the house to wherever it is that we're going. We park as close as we can. We don't eat the way we're supposed to. Just take a look around you and see the size of people. That all by itself tells you that we're not moving, we're not exercising, and we're probably putting the wrong fuel in our body, because the body doesn't want to use it, so it goes into storage. See, that's what happens, right? You have to have so much energy. Body converts foods into sugar. But if you don't convert it and use it, the body says, okay, well, I'll put it away for a rainy day, and that rainy day becomes those extra pounds that we have stored in a lot of different places in our body. Well, not a good thing, because now it puts extra stress and strain on every joint space that you can possibly think of. So when you're dealing with that increased load, if you will, that increased biochemical stress, that in the inflammatory reactions that take that can take place, you're causing yourself undue impairment that can lead to a place of debilitation and back pain. So do a gut check, okay? Think about, you know, am I eating the way I'm supposed to? Am I getting out and doing anything relative to exercise and the like? So let's talk about you've gone to a place, you got back pain, and you've been told, well, take these pills, and when those fail, we'll do some surgical intervention. So over 44 and a half years of treating all kinds of pain, chronic pains, debilitating pains, other health conditions, metabolic disorders, and so forth, the one thing that I know is true is that your chances of resolving a problem, if you work as a partner with your doctor, meaning your natural care doctor, your chiropractor, your osteopath, your, you know, and PT when it's necessary, you can resolve the greatest majority of situations. Just because your x-rays and your MRIs show that you have degenerative diseases or you have a bulging disc does not necessarily mean, in most cases it doesn't, that that's where the pain is coming from. In our office, we use spinal decompression. Non-surgical, non-invasive, not hurtful, a way of causing suction within the disc space to be able to increase circulatory pattern, opening up the gliding points, we call them facets in the back of the spine, and causing almost a suction to begin to pull that gel, which is a whole lot like toothpaste inside that disc space, back in, and do it frequently enough with nutritional guidance and so forth to allow it to begin to not only resolve the pain pattern, but to heal. And then when you couple that with low energy light laser and acupuncture, but the last piece, even if we get you out of pain, even if we get you, and the chances are that we're going to be able to do that and do it successfully, even if we're able to do that successfully, there's another piece that you have to become proactive in. And that other piece has to do with exercise. How many of you even get up and walk on a day-to-day basis? If you've heard, listened to Dr. Tom Rozell Live over a period of many years, you've heard me say numerous times that if you didn't do anything else, get outside and walk 2 miles a day. Now, I'm not telling you how fast to walk. I'm not telling you have to walk it all at one time. I'm just saying go out and walk 2 miles. You can put a headset on and go for a walk after dinner. You can do it in the morning when you first get up. Go walk 2 miles. What would that do for you by itself? Well, number one, it decreases your risk. If you did it every day, it decreases your risk of dying of a disease process, a pathology, by 50%. That's what the odds are. That's what it shows you. That's what the research is. You decrease your risk of dying of a disease by 50%. What do we talk about disease? We're talking about diabetes, we're talking about heart disease, we're talking about kidney problems, we're talking about metabolic disorders. You drop it by 50% and you get locomotion, you get movement. Life is motion. You have motion, you increase your life. So we want to produce positive effects and be able to get metabolites to begin to move outside of our body. There was a study that showed that participants were evaluated on how exercise affected their metabolism. Interesting, right? So we're talking about metabolism, but we're still talking about pain and low back problems. The researchers that did the study discovered that short bursts of intense exercise produce extremely positive effects to get rid of these lousy metabolites, if you will, that are associated with cardiovascular health and long-term health outcomes. Those people that engaged in vigorous exercise also had a much lower risk of all-cause mortality. Interesting, right? Compared to those who are moderately active, meaning, you know, 2-3 days a week and so forth, and compared to other studies. So, you know, let's talk about that. And what does that mean for your back pain? I don't want you to go out and start running like a crazy person if you've got back pain or if you have neck and shoulder pain. You have to start someplace. Where do you start? You start by doing things like walking and stretching and watching what goes in between those lips of yours so your body's not packing on the extra load that you got to carry around that your body has to stress itself over, right? So remember my old cliche, you know, avoid sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, you know, GMO foods and gluten products and so forth. Those are things that we have to be very, very careful of. And in today's world, particularly the GMO and the organic foods, if you're not doing that, you're getting all kinds of poisons in your body and your inflammatory levels go up and they have a tendency to accumulate. One of the things that we're finding also when it comes to joint pain and back pain is the accumulation of something called oxalates. Now, oxalates are these, you know, these little crystalline formations similar to, but not the same thing as uric acid in somebody who has gout, and they get into joints. And if you're not moving, your body can't metabolize. You're not drinking enough water. You can't push these things out. And these oxalates can cause crystal formations within the kidneys and other areas. But we're finding that they get into joint spaces, and it's not okay. So we have to make sure that we exercise. So you start with stretching. You start with doing things that are low impactful. But you start doing them every day, and you start getting your butt out and start walking. You know, when I lecture to doctors around the world, you know, we talk about, and I'm going to steal the term from a lecturer, a motivator, a guy by the name of Robin Sharma, and there's this thing called the 5 o'clock club. And that means that the most powerful and productive and successful people in the world get up at 5 o'clock in the morning before the rest of us even are opening our eyes. And you can move that 5 o'clock club to 6 o'clock. So what do they do? Why do they get up so early? Because they find that their most productive period of the time is in the morning. So they get up, and the first thing that they do, whether it's 15 minutes or 20 minutes, is they exercise. And they exercise over that period of time intensely, because you don't need a lot of time to exercise, but you have to do something. Some of them get out and they put, you know, 2 pounds in each hand, and they go for a very brisk walk, and they get their heart rate up, and they're pushing for intermittent firing of the body's cardiovascular system and so forth. So they're going to walk real, real, real fast for a couple, 2-3 minutes, and they slow the pace down. They walk real, real fast, and then they do some stretching and so forth. And that's their exercise. Some people do yoga. And then they get into a focused state of either meditation or prayer, and they focus on what they want to do. And they actually thank their body and see their body begin to repair itself. Interesting this, and I'm not trying to get into a metaphysical place with you at all, is that your body responds to the direction that you tell it to go. So whatever your mind says, your body follows through with. So it'll say, for example, let's go back to, a guy by the name of Henry Ford. He said, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right. So if you tell your body it's going to heal, you visualize the healing process, you visualize your body getting better, without doubt, it takes a huge step in that direction. And every research pattern that's been done on those types of interventions show that that's true. But if you say, oh, I'm going to die, I'm getting worse, and, you know, when somebody says, how are you doing? Well, you know, life isn't as good as it should be. Guess what happens? Your body says, okay, I guess that's what we're supposed to be doing as well. But we want to make sure that we exercise, and you have to start someplace. So if you don't know what to do, the first thing that I would do, and there's so many things that are available online today, from very gentle, basic yoga and Pilates and stretching and things of that nature. And you can look at, see which one fits you the best. But some of us need an encouragement of having somebody kind of keep us responsible. We need a trainer. Go to the gym. Go to, you know, there's so many different places out there. And say, hey, I need somebody to help me begin to strengthen my body and get me to move a little bit. You know, if you haven't been moving for years and you got a few extra pounds around, it's not going to be easy for you to get going. And it's going to be much more motivating for you just to sit still and doing nothing. But the benefits of using a trainer, or even getting somebody to work out with, get a friend, let's go walk, you know, work, and we can all do it. When you go to the office, instead of parking up front, park in the back and walk to the office, or walk to the grocery store, you know, and park at the end of the parking lot, or, you know, do those things, but get somebody maybe to help you with that, so you hold each other responsible. You know, years ago, I used to be the on-the-road doc, if you will, by the guy by the name of Tony Robbins. And, you know, something that I learned from him was very profound, and we're going back years and years ago. He said, never leave the site of a decision, if you will, without taking an action step towards it. So if you decide after the program today that you're actually going to do something about your health and your wellness, and you're really going to, you know, make a decision that, you know, I've been in too much pain for too long. I've got to do something about it. Obviously, the drugs aren't working anymore. Get somebody who will hold you responsible. Get somebody who will, you know, be your, not only your encourager, but somebody that's going to move you forward. Pick up that phone and say, hey, Pete, hey, Mary, listen, you know, I know that you're going to give me a hard time if I say I'm going to do something, I'm not going to do it. But more importantly, would you do it with me? You know, can we do something together? Can we go out and have that and walk every day? You know, Europeans and other parts of the world have a much greater health index than the United States of America. And we have all the resources around us. Why do they do that? Well, they walk everywhere and they get into social interactions and they do things that we don't do. So why don't we change something? Why don't we get off our derrieres and begin to do things that will be supportive of that? Let's get out of the slump. Let's do something that perhaps we didn't do it in that back pain that you have over a 50% failure rate with. Guess what? You may not have to go that. But spinal decompression with any kind of back pain, whether it's neck pain or low back pain, works extremely well. And it's non-invasive. It's not going to cut you. And your chances of resolution are extremely high. But when you combine the two and you add the dietary piece to it, you've got something that is extraordinary. And in my experience, after 44 and a half years of practice, bears that out. We see patients who have horrible pain patterns that resolve themselves. And if you want to talk to one of the guys at, you know, Results Center for Healing, just go online and find it and make it happen. And we'll be more than happy to, you know, tell you exactly what it takes, what needs to be done. But your responsibilities, by the way, to becoming part of the process. We're coming up to a break, and I hope, you know, if nothing else today, you have an idea that you can do something differently. But don't go away. I have much more for you. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozell Live as you do every Sunday on the Eastern Seaboard at 11 a.m. Those of you who are different parts of the country, first, we thank you, but you know what the drill is. You know the time. And as always, we so appreciate our men and women in the military, and you reach out to us, and we always try to get back to you as best that we possibly can. Know that we're here for you, and all you have to do is, you know, send me a note, and I try to answer myself because I love you guys and everything that you've done for us. So, you know, go to drtomrozell.com or go to rozellcare.com, and I will get back to you as rapidly as I possibly can and give you my opinions that will help you in your search for data. Wanted to remind you all that we're back in office now doing our in-house continuing education programs every other Wednesday evening. And you'll hear it advertised here, but you also will see the different classes that we offer at rozellcare.com. Don't forget to check out the podcast. We've got some really good ones out there. We're going to try to hit all kinds of different areas of interest in health and have some great interviews with people. But you get to see, you know, this crazy face of mine and my guests. And we're going to try to, you know, serve you at the highest level possible. If you want to become part of anything we're doing, just reach out and do that as well. You know, we have our docs back out now, and you'll see them doing in-house lectures and so forth. And those of you who have companies or organizations or groups, if you'd like to have any of the doctors at the Rozell Center or come in and lecture to you and do a presentation on a certain topic, we can make that happen as well. All you have to do is reach out to Rozell Center for Healing or send me a note and I'll pass it on. But as for Dareth Painter or Sybil McFarlane, and just say, hey, listen, can you set up one of the doctors to come out and give us a lecture on whatever it is? And I promise you we'll make that happen. If you come into the office or any of our offices, we have HEPA filters. So we're knocking out 99% of anything that's around there. We're keeping the office extremely safe, but we're there to serve you. Whatever your sensitivities are, we'll do our best to make sure that you're comfortable. And we make you part of the process of turning things around so you can get your health back. And remember, I'm going to give you a different side of the puzzle as it goes through. I'm going to tell you the things that you can do to help yourself. I'm going to show you that if you keep your vitamin D level nice and high, meaning well above 50 on the scale, the laboratory levels around here, usually 30 to 100, your sweet spot's about 75 or 80. And, you know, I'm going to tell you a real quick news item when it comes to that. The World Health Organization just published a list of countries around the world that have the greatest morbidity and mortality rate when it comes to COVID. And unfortunately, the United States is pretty high. But do you know the one country that is way down at the bottom? It's Sweden. Remember in the beginning, they didn't mask, they haven't vaccinated, they haven't isolated, they haven't done anything. Guess where they are when it comes to mortality and morbidity? Number 40. Why is that? It's because they have part of their healthcare policy that every year everybody's measured for vitamin D. And if your vitamin D is low, you take vitamin D. So you got a country that's taking a ton of vitamin D, so they're not getting sick. Interesting, right? Let me know what I can do for you. Let me know what interest that you have, and make sure you check us out. Go to drtomrozell.com. We're here every Sunday trying to bring you the pieces of the puzzle that you're not going to get anyplace else. Try to make it a little bit of controversial to provoke you, to make you think. And if I can do that, perhaps we've made your life better, longer, and at a much higher quality. That's why we do what we do. And we continue to provide that information both inside and outside the practice. And as I teach worldwide, I do it for one reason and one reason only. It's simply this. I love you all. Have a great week. I'll see you next time. Bye.